Good morning and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's daily news brief. I'm your host, Chris Kim, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9:30 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, November 11th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern Medicine students have uncovered new insights on targeting a protein contributing to cardiovascular aging that may mitigate the risk of heart disease. The study identified how inhibiting the mechanisms of the protein PA1 was able to reverse the effects of vascular aging in mice. According to the senior author of the study, Professor of Medicine Douglas Fawn, the findings may provide promising therapeutic strategies to mitigate or even reverse age-related cardiovascular disease. Evanston City Council presented a brief update on its response to federal immigration activity during the City Council meeting yesterday. This is the first regular City Council meeting since at least three Evanston residents with citizenship were arrested on Halloween, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Public comments during the meeting advocated for the city to implement more clear and specific actions to protect citizens from federal immigration agents. The Chicago Budget Committee held a hearing yesterday for the Ernst & Young Consultants hired by Mayor Brandon Johnson to speak on their proposals to save taxpayer money for the 2026 budget. The 100-page report included a dozen recommendations that could generate $503 million to $1.4 billion in savings. Johnson's council opponents criticized the mayor for spending $3.2 million taxpayer dollars to contract Ernst & Young for outside help and have been pushing for steeper cuts. Johnson and the aldermen have yet to make a deal on the budget. The Supreme Court declined a call to overturn a landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The appeal came from former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, who had refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. The Senate passed the legislation yesterday in a 60-40 vote to reopen the government. This came after eight Democrats switched votes following delays in federal food aid, worsened delays at airports, and federal workers continue to go unpaid. The government shutdown has lasted for 42 days, and the legislation will need to pass in the House before officially reopening the government. And that's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Chris Kim. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.